We are now thrilled to be joined by our Women's Under Armour Player of the Week, Indina Gerald. She's a fifth-year player at Youngstown State, transfer from Chattanooga, that joins us now. And what's unique about this is that the award was based on what happened last week, and we'll get to that in a matter of moments. But the Penguins actually played last night and took one of the best teams in the league in Cleveland State to the hilt before the Vikings ended up winning by a score of 56-53. Dina, thanks for the time, and congratulations on the award. What does that award mean to you?
Thank you for having me. I mean, it means a lot. You know, I've been at this for 5 years now, so you know, I won Freshman of the Week awards a couple of times in the SoCon, but I haven't done that quite yet in my past few years. So I'm just grateful for my teammates. They continue to tell me to shoot when we were playing in KU and encourage me to, you know, keep doing what I do best, and I couldn't have done this without them.
Well, you were the player of the week in the league, and you got to play one game, so clearly the impact you had in that game was pretty impressive. 25 points, five threes made in the game, and a 68-64 road victory. What was working so well for you on Saturday?
I mean, I'm typically more of a distributor. Obviously, being the point guard, you know, I've been grateful enough to play with so many great players over the years, and usually I'm the one finding the hot hand. But, you know, we had Malia Modestro. She's one of our best shooters. She was out sick for the evening, and we had to have a couple players step up, and me and Shaylee Kirby had to do so, and we got it done. And it was just a great game, great atmosphere, obviously playing at NKU as well. They're also another hot team in the Horizon League, and just to be able to beat them at their home court, it gave us a lot of momentum going into yesterday's game.
Well, you guys, 12 of 23 as a team, and again, primarily you and Shaylee, as you talked about, but you guys were over 50% from three-point range. I want to make sure we recognize another teammate as well. The rare shots that you missed, Emily Saunders seemed to track them down. What was it like having a player pick up 16 boards in one game?
Yeah, that's just normal work for Emily, you know. She's 6'5", having that length. I've been playing with her since, like, eighth grade, so I'm not shocked at all that she had that many rebounds. But she does her hard work down there, and she does what she does best for us always every night.
Why was it the right choice a couple of years ago after being at Chattanooga for 3 years to finish your last 2 years at Youngstown State?
I mean, I was going through a coaching change. My first ever Division I offer was my freshman year of high school, and Coach Nicolay and Coach Barnes, they offered me, and I told them it took them 10 years, but they got me down here. but I always felt kind of like something pulled me towards Youngstown. And when I entered the portal and they reached out to me, and Paige Shy was here. She was my high school teammate for 3 years. And then obviously after I committed to Saunders and Kirby, she followed. And to come back and play with all of them together, it's been wonderful and heartwarming for Coach Nick to finish it out with us as well.
As you pointed out, and again, folks, you can tell that perhaps Dina's accent is not exactly of Northeast Ohio. she is from West Virginia, and you have, like, your own, like, Mountaineer State enclave up there at Youngstown State. So what's it been like having that piece of home with you the last couple of years?
I mean, it means a lot, you know. I'm engaged recently, about a year and a half ago. So coming up here 10 hours from my fiance, having my friend here to help me through that, and being 6 hours from my family, you know, it's great off the court chemistry with these girls. Like, we have such a great time, and I think that's what really helping us with our momentum right now, and being one of the hottest teams in the Horizon League the way we're playing, you know, it helps out a lot. We have such just the great characters and personalities on the team, and they all mesh really well, and we're just now starting to show it on the court.
Well, kind of to that point, you guys have won five of your last seven games, and the only teams you've lost to are the top two teams in the league. Home loss to Green Bay, home loss to Cleveland State by 12, and again, yesterday's game by 3. So let's talk about those two teams in terms of Green Bay and Cleveland State. What is it that makes those two teams so tough to compete with?
You know, they're very well coached. Those girls are very disciplined, but they're actually two different types of style of teams. Everyone can agree with that. I preferably feel like we match up better with Green Bay with their style, but we did not actually play them at home as well as we thought we would, and we ended up playing Cleveland State better than we did Green Bay. So it's kind of up in the air right now as far as, like, how we feel like we would match up against them later on. Hopefully we get to play them again, but I think that Cleveland State, they do a great job getting to the rim and drawing fouls, and then Green Bay just does a great well sharing the ball and running their offense and slowing things down. They're patient, and they don't really get rattled at all. And I feel like that Cleveland State, they like to, they like to pressure and get up in you and force turnovers, and they're a little bit, obviously, the complete opposite of Green Bay. So, you're throwing two different things there in that situation, but I think we definitely have a shot at beating one of them towards the end of the year.
You and your teammates could finish anywhere between 4-9. I don't have all the tiebreakers, kind of in front of me, but
Yeah. That's
kind of the different record permutations with all of one game left to go. So obviously you got to focus on your game coming up on Saturday, but how much are you checking out kind of what else is happening around the league before you play that game on Saturday afternoon?
I mean, it's crazy. I feel like the Horizon League, as far as an NCAA, is kind of looked over a lot. They don't really tend to feel like the Horizon League may be one of the more competitive leagues, but I honestly disagree. I've played against Big East. I've played SoCon. I've played, Big 12, all of the above, the MAC. I play against all those teams, and I feel like our conference right now is definitely on the horizon, if you would say. all the middle teams were all mixed up. You really don't know where anyone's going to fall at, especially, maybe a month ago. Definitely nobody knew, so it's, other than those top two places. So I think that it's anyone's game right now.
All right. I saw in the bio you already have your undergraduate degree, and you are working on your master's degree in special education. What are you hoping to do with that once your basketball days are done?
Yeah, the plan originally was to play professionally, but I think, after going 5 years in college, I think it's time to settle down. But I think that with my degree, obviously I'm going to try to teach. I think I would be a great coach and a trainer. I feel like I'm a better coach and trainer than I am a player sometimes. So I'm excited to just give back to the kids and help them succeed in the game the way that I did.
Well, Dina, obviously, congratulations on a fantastic career. Congratulations on being the Under Armour Player of the Week. One more game to go at Purdue-Fort Wayne on Saturday. Then it's conference tournament play either next Tuesday or Thursday. And I hope we see you here in Indianapolis on March the 11th. Thanks for the time today.
Thank you.